Time now for your email. And we got some responses to my interview yesterday with NCAA President Mark Emmert. I asked him about the sanctions imposed on Penn State's football program in the wake of the child sex abuse scandal. Among them, a $60 million fine and a 4-year ban from college bowl games.
Robert asked if the sanctions punished students on the football team, as the family of Joe Paterno charges. And that prompted Lisa Duke of High Point, North Carolina, to write us this. It felt like he was implying that that was a bad thing. Duke supports the sanctions. She goes on to say, no sport or art or vocation or any other activity should come above the safety of a child. Seems the students who care about sports care a little too much and need some culture shock, too.
Well, during that same interview, I also asked this question, which upset some supporters of the University of Southern California. Why is it that the NCAA only steps in after Ohio State football players sell their jerseys for tattoos and the coach says he didn't know, or after it turns out that USC boosters were paying the star player, now after what's happened at Penn State? Well, we got several emails pointing out that it wasn't USC boosters paying football players that brought the NCAA sanctions. Our listeners are correct about that. The major football infraction at USC was a would-be sports marketer's relationship with and gifts to the parents of then-star running back Reggie Bush.
You can tell us what you think about anything you hear on this program. Go to npr.org and click on Contact Us at the bottom of the page.
This is All Things Considered from NPR News.